Now, two or three announcements. I'll ask Ms. Robert Fling to announce a meeting, which is held this morning.
Madam President, I would like to announce that the 1962 Nominating Committee met for organization and elected the following officers. Chairman, Mrs. J.H. Lockhart, Florida. Co-chairman, Mrs. O.C. Hancock, Virginia. Secretary, Mrs. E.E. Wheelis, Colorado.
There were some gentlemen who wanted to appear on this platform this afternoon to make an announcement, and we refused permission for fear that they might take too long in making a very important announcement which concerns the Foreign Mission Board. And so we promised Dr. Roger Smith that we would make a very good announcement to you. It is an invitation to attend the Foreign Mission Board tea this afternoon about 4 o'clock or immediately upon adjournment here in the Jefferson Hotel in the Golden Room, I believe. You will want to go there and meet our foreign missionaries and the members of the Foreign Mission Board. And please tell Dr. Smith that I did make the announcement when you go. Then I feel a little ashamed of myself about the announcement I made the first morning about the programs. You have been so good that we have some left over. And so, as you leave this afternoon, the ushers are prepared to give you extra copies of our anniversary program to take home with you to your friends and relatives. Be sure to keep them, for 25 years from now, you will want to look at them. Now we come to the time to hear our reports of special committees. And first we hear from the Appreciation Committee, Ms. Josephine Jones, Chairman.
In this year of world turmoil and international sense of insecurity, the annual meeting of Women's Missionary Union has called us to think again of the Church, its rock-like, enduring character, its mission and extension. The theme, Ye Shall Be Witnesses, in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, and the visual presentation of the Church, have been appropriate in this city of St. Louis, whose first Protestant church was organized November the 15th, 1817, as the result of a home mission survey made by Samuel J. Mills of the Haystack Prayer Meeting Group. The beautiful church setting with the stained glass window through which we have seen churches of the world has inspired us to worship Jesus Christ, the church's one foundation. To him, we would express gratitude for bringing us here to see and feel again the mission of the Church. We are grateful to Mrs. R.L. Mathis, Miss Alma Hunt, and all those whose creative imagination planned this setting and program, and to those whose hands executed these plans. To the General Chairman, Mrs. Homer DeLozier, and all those who worked faithfully and long to accomplish the purposes of this meeting, we say a simple, sincere thank you. May your joy in seeing the results of your labor be full. The musicians have praised God with the voice, piano, organ, harp, and our hearts have echoed the praise in praying, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The devotional messages from Christian Sharing of Possessions by the author, Mrs. Gordon Usherett, summon us to its study with the urgency of the bugle call to the soldier. Our hearts have felt the binding cords of love and prayer through the stories of the church around the world by denominational leaders and missionaries, reemphasizing the work and love of God. In Him, there is no East or West, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. The Sunbeam Band 75th anniversary dramatization stimulated deep appreciation of those who pioneered and for those who nurtured this growing organization. On this heritage, we must continue to plant the seed of love for all mankind in hearts too young for enmity, that His kingdom may come. This annual meeting has been signally honored in having two representatives of the Baptist World Alliance on the program. Mrs. Edgar Bates, Canada, chairman of the Women's Department of the Baptist World Alliance, and Honorable W.R. Talbert, vice president of Liberia, president of the Liberian Baptist Convention, and vice president of the Baptist World Alliance. Women's Missionary Union will be constantly reminded of the Baptists of Liberia by the gift of a solid ivory gavel inlaid with a gold plate bearing the inscription presented to the Women's Missionary Union of the Southern Baptist Convention from the Liberia Baptist Missionary and Education Convention. All of the program personnel have brought positive messages in word and song, messages that send us forth, in the words of our church covenant, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of the church, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the church and the spread of the gospel through all nations. Through the presentation of the full program of this meeting, we have been convicted of many sins of selfishness and failure, but strengthened in our determination to use every opportunity to witness in our communities, states, nation, and to the uttermost part of the earth that Jesus shall reign. Madam Chairman, I move the adoption of this report.
All right, is there a second to the motion? Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the adoption of this report will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the report is adopted. Now, there are three people that I would like to present to you. Appreciation has been expressed to these behind the scenes, but I would like for you to see the three who have led out in all of the lighting, staging, many, many things that have gone on behind the scenes. First of all, I'll call for Mrs. Ned P. King of Dallas to step out from the curtain. With her, Mr. Jack Bird with the Public Relations Department in Dallas. And on my left, Mrs. Ladd Davies from Little Rock, Arkansas. These three, along with members of our staff, every single member of our staff except Mrs. William McMurray, and also Miss Reese Watkins, have been of invaluable assistance to us in the presentations of this convention. And so we say a big, hearty thank you to these three. Now we hear from our resolution committee, Mrs. J.I. Alford, chairman.
Madam President, since there were no resolutions that were presented to the resolutions committee, we bring no report, Madam President.
Thank you so very much. Now, from our registration chairman, Mrs. Lee Bruins, we will have the number of delegates registered for this convention.
This is the registration for the 1961 annual meeting. Executive Board members, 41. Professional leadership, 12. Delegates, 1,378. missionaries 138, making a grand total of 1,569. The number of states having full delegations, 19. Number of state unions represented, 27. There was just one state who had no representation, and that was Alaska. And perhaps St. Louis was too cold for them to come to.
Thank you so much, Ms. Burns. And now we hear from our nominating committee, Mrs. L.S. Casaza, chairman.
Madam President, the report of the nominating committee is as follows. The nominees for officers, the president, Mrs. R.L. Mathis, the recording secretary, Ms. Robert Fling, for the two members at large of the executive board, Ms. Lawrence Casaza and Ms. Ralph Gwynn.
I will ask the vice president from Kansas, Mrs. J.R. Lobaugh, to take the chair.
Are there nominations from the floor? Hearing none, all those who favor the election of Mrs. R.L. Mathis as our president will please stand. You may be seated. All those opposed may likewise stand. Now I know that all of you want to stand in gratitude to God for our wonderful leader through these years and through the oncoming year.
Ms. Mathis, we truly love you and appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I hope you will remember to pray for me and all of those who work by my side, our vice presidents, our staff members, women everywhere, as we try to go forward in the work of Women's Missionary Union. And now I would like for the secretary to read Section 2 of Article 5 and call the names of the vice presidents, and each one will stand as her name is called.
Section 2, Article 5, Section 2 of the Union Bylaws, the Vice President shall be recognized as officers of Women's Missionary Union by virtue of their election as presidents of state Women's Missionary Unions. Alabama, Mrs. Albert J. Smith. Arizona, Mrs. H. E. Martin. Arkansas, Ms. Elma Cobb. California, Mrs. Gordon Goodyear. Colorado, Mrs. E. E. Wheelis, Jr. District of Columbia, Mrs. Thornton Slough. Florida, Mrs. J. H. Lockhart. Georgia, Mrs. Ernest L. Miller. Illinois, Ms. Theron H. King. Indiana, Mrs. Clarence Brock. Kansas, Ms. J.R. Lobaugh. Kentucky, Mrs. J.S. Woodward. Louisiana, Ms. Claude Kirkpatrick. Maryland, Mrs. W.P. Watson. Michigan, Ms. James R. Cully. Mississippi, Mrs. J.T. Lyons. Missouri, Mrs. Bradley Allison. New Mexico, Mrs. M.K. Hall. North Carolina, Ms. A.L. Parker. Ohio, Ms. T.A. Benefield. Oklahoma, Ms. Lawrence Mantooth. Oregon, Washington, Ms. Sylvia Wilson. South Carolina, Ms. Russell Ashmore. Tennessee, Ms. Bradford Duncan. Texas, Ms. Clem Hardy. Virginia, Mrs. O.C. Hancock.
Mrs. Robert Fling has been nominated for Recording Secretary. Are there other nominations? If not, all favoring the election of Mrs. Fling will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Mrs. Fling is elected. Two members at large have been nominated, Mrs. Lawrence S. Casaza of Washington, D.C., and Mrs. Ralph Gwynn of Palmetto, Florida. Are there other nominations for either of these places? If not, all favoring the election of these two members at large will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and they are elected. Now I want Mrs. William McMurray to come and lead us in prayer. And following this prayer, Mrs. Grooms will lead us in singing the woman's hymn, and by special request, How Great Thou Art. Ms. McMurray.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we who are impotent and of mean estate, call upon Thee, the Almighty, the Exalted One. In this hour of confusion, our hour of confusion, and doubt and uncertainty, the very thought of Thee evokes joyous praise. Praise that Thou hast given to us in a way of escape from the penalty of sin. Praise that Thou hast entrusted the gospel to our frailties, knowing that it would move haltingly upon our feet, and yet trusting it to us. Penitent tears for the surety of our uncertainty in carrying the gospel to those who are dying without it in our day and generation. Our Father, forgive us. Forgive us, for if we know our hearts at this particular time, they cry out to Thee for forgiveness. But, oh, Father, as we ask for forgiveness for not carrying the gospel in our day and generation, may there be coupled with it a torment of light that will propel us to the utmost parts within the hour that's left us. Pry open our clenched hearts and expand them with Thy great love. For in this hour, we hold up to Thee our emptiness. Fill it with Thy fullness. For we pray in the name of Him who died for us and rose again, that we might have life and have it abundantly. Amen.
Let us stand as we sing. Come, women, wide proclaim life through your Savior slain. Sing evermore. Christ, God's effulgence bright. Christ, who arose in might. Christ, who crowns you with light. Praise and adore. Let us sing.
Come, thou men, wide proclaim life through
Is Dr. Fail in the audience? Would he stand, please? We need a doctor in the first aid room. Skinner. Dr. Skinner? Is there any doctor here in the auditorium? Would you just speak out so we'd know that one has gone?
The rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How His son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, come with shout of acclamation on, take me home. What joy shall fill my heart! Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How
As we come to the closing part of this annual meeting of Women's Missionary Union, truly it is with gratitude in our hearts that God has been so good to us. And as we come to the close of this session this afternoon, it is with an earnest prayer in our hearts that when we leave here, we shall be better witnesses to the uttermost part of the earth. Our session will be closed with a heart meditation, which will be our amen, and after that, our annual meeting will be adjourned. The speaker for this hour is Dr. Herschel Hobbs. Dr. Hobbs has just been chosen as the preacher for the Baptist hour. Most of us have heard him many times. We know that he is one of the outstanding Baptists of our Southern Baptist Convention, a great leader in our executive committee for many years. His judgment is good, his counsel wise, his leadership in the executive committee and in our convention is of the finest. He is a wonderful friend to Women's Missionary Union. He is pastor of the First Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. We are grateful to God for Dr. Herschel Hobbs and for his leadership and for the example which he sets for us as pastor of one of our great churches. We appreciate it that he is here this afternoon to speak to us upon the subject, upon this rock, I will build my church. Before Dr. Hobbs speaks, Miss Audrey Nosselman will sing, Love Never Faileth, by Root.
both long and this kind. Love envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.